scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 11th verse, the 12th verse inclusive in that, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, W-I-L-E-S, of the devil. What does it mean we need to stand against the wiles of the devil? What are the wiles? I mean schemes, cunning, deceit, craftiness, trickiness, all well planned out by Satan. I believe that's what we're witnessing today as we talk about the halftime show of the NFL and the Super Bowl. Further in the 12th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians, for, by the way, that little word for in the Greek text comes from the Greek word gar, G-A-R, can be translated because. And so, therefore, in the 12th verse, it says, why do we need to stand against the wiles of the devil? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is part and parcel of that. When I say this, I'm talking about the subject today, the issue today. Have we lost our moral compass? Have we lost our moral standard? Have we completely cast aside anything that's called morals and ethics and values? Do you realize just a few years ago, some of the words that's being used now on the main media outlets, Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, etc., some of the words they're using today were not allowed 5, 10 years ago. It was part of the protecting of the morals, ethics, and values in our nation. We've taken down the boundaries. We've removed the fence. We've removed anything that would be called the protection of the morals and ethics and values for the present and future generations. Why should we think any less than that? When we embrace the sodomite community, we've embraced the transgenderism, the butchering of healthy body parts. We've embraced the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We've embraced the agenda of murder by way of abortion. We've embraced the transsexuality where under the Biden administration, the insurance companies were required to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to chop off healthy body parts. We're witnessing today a demoralization, a devaluation of anything that's called morals, ethics, and values in our nation. And we witness that, ladies and gentlemen, in the halftime show with half-nude girls gyrating across the screen with the wild, blazing music. In fact, the several articles that I've read, the general listener said the audience stood just in amazement because they couldn't understand a thing that was being said. They were like statues standing in the stadium, one writer called it, because they were just amazed at the scene that they were seeing and the words they were hearing that they could not understand for the most part. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe something needs to be done. There's some that are doing it. Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee, 5th District Congressman, Congressional District, said this, the Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show was pure smut blatantly aired on national television for every American family to witness. Children were forced to endure explicit displays of gay sexual acts, women gyrating provocatively, Bad Bunny shamelessly grabbing his crotch while dry humping the air. And if that weren't outrageous enough, the performance's lyrics openly glorified sodomy, countless other unspeakable depravities. These flagrant indecent acts are illegal to be displayed on public airways. That's why I am requesting the Energy and Commerce Committee to launch a formal investigation, congressional inquiry into the National Football League and the NBC and NBC immediately for their prior knowledge, hear me, prior knowledge, deliberately approved and facilitation of this incident and this broadcast completely. American culture will not be mocked or corrupted without consequences, end quote. Now that's a summarization that I could not have worded any better myself. That's exactly where we stand and what we see. And I'm looking at the letterhead dated February the 9th, 2026. Honorable Brett Guthrie, Chairman Commerce of Energy and Commerce, U.S. House of Representatives, 2322 Rayburn Building, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he goes on in this talking about it. The performance included such songs as Blankety Blankety Blank, a track widely known for its explicit sexual references and graphic lyrics and its content, including references to, and it goes on to talk about, the body parts. And what his letter did and what his letter is saying is in detail of what I just read to you, a summarization as clean as it could possibly be for me to repeat it and for it to be on the airways today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to see this take place in America. This article, this letter, he says, while the set was performed predominantly in Spanish, it relied on songs whose sexual content remained readily apparent across any language barrier. This language barrier did not mitigate the explicit nature of the material. Rather, it heightened the broadcaster's obligation to exercise all reasonable diligence in reviewing, translating, and evaluating the content prior to its airing. I am also concerned that there may be less clarity in the application of existing rules to the non-English content, particularly where enforcement relies on public complaints and broadcaster-provided translations. We must ensure that we hold Spanish language content to the same standards and expectations we have to our English language content. Given the scale and the performance of the Super Bowl broadcast, it is highly implausible that the NFL and the NBC Universal lacked advanced knowledge of the performance's content. Rehearsals were conducted, settings and production elements were submitted in advance, and the broadcast networks maintained delay mechanisms. And the letter goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen, with full detail. The point that I'm making and belaboring the letter from this representative in Tennessee, the 5th District Representative. I'd like to see everyone listening today. Pick up your telephone, go to your email or text, and contact our representatives, our U.S. House of Representatives, and ask them to please, please, please intervene and do something that will prevent this from ever, ever happening again. And mostly, do something now that there will be a penalty, a price to pay for the owners of the NFL. They'll prevent this from happening again. If we do not take that stand, if we're not salt and light today, if we do not stand today, the decay will germinate, permeate, and go further, and it will be the further destruction of our foundation. And the Bible is very clear, Psalms 11:3, and you've heard me say it many times before, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I'm thankful for this representative, and I pray that you'll do that. Call them, email them, text them. Talking about them, our legislators, U.S. House of Representatives and Senators, and ask them to climb aboard and stand up and be heard and be seen and preserve and protect the morals and ethics and the standards that we have in America today. Albeit, we're seeing a great deterioration from all sides. we're witnessing today a little modicum of change. Right now, because of a major lawsuit against a doctor and a psychologist and a hospital administration where healthy body parts were chopped off of a 16-year-old young lady back in 2019. She's just won a $2-plus million lawsuit against them. That has quelled, in my opinion, the appetite to do that from a medical standpoint, because the high dollars they were getting paid and because the Joe Biden's requiring insurance companies to reimburse hospitals and doctors for doing the barbaric surgeries, they were doing it. But now, because one case has been settled in court where there's $2 million fine for chopping off healthy body parts of a 16-year-old young girl that now has won the lawsuit because of her claim that I didn't know what I was doing, I was too young to understand it, I should have been guided correctly, etc., etc. I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, that something of that type can be done in relationship to the smut that's been promulgated through the NFL, and their mindset was that I'm above the law, we can do whatever we please, and the networks that allowed it to be produced and aired ought to be penalized in relationship to what they have done to demoralize America. Ladies and gentlemen, how can Americans survive if our own nation, listen, how can we survive as a nation if we're swimming in a cesspool of filth and garbage that's called entertainment? How can we expect our youth to seek God? How can we expect our youth today to have morals and ethics themselves? How can we expect anything less than what we see growing each year with the homosexual movement, with the trans movement, with the LGBTQ movement? How can we expect any less if we see layer after layer after layer continue to grow the slime pit that's destroying the morals, ethics, and values in our nation? Perhaps you say, well, it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does. Perhaps you can say, well, I'm not bothered by it. You need to be. I'm looking at a headline, 4 or 5 pages. Boyfriend doesn't blankety blank. Bad Bunny's all-Spanish halftime show was the most obscene of all times in the history of America. That's a powerful statement. And I reprinted the article, including all of the pictures, the photographs. This article says Bad Bunny's Spanish-only performance hit a vulgar turn for the NFL. Hit a vulgar turn for the NFL halftime show, making it the most obscene performance in the NFL league's history. It goes on to say the Puerto Rican-born rapper performed a melody of hits, including, and I've got just marked it out, basically vulgar references to body parts and sex acts. Did you hear what I said? The halftime show, spoken in Spanish, had a melody of the hits, his, speaking of Bad Bunny, as they call him, a transdresser. One that says that his sexuality is fluid, that he can be one thing today and another tomorrow. Vulgar references to body parts and sex acts. Says are notorious among Spanish speakers. He is notorious among Spanish speakers for their profanity and explicit references to sex and drugs. In one case, the rapper let the audience fill in the explicit sexual reference blanks. While some of the lyrics the rapper sang were explicit, Bad Bunny did alter lyrics of his songs to remove explicit references to sex on some cases. He goes further in this article. The song still contained plenty of graphic lyrics. Early in the song, he sings a lyrics that literally translates, and I'm not even going to try to water it down to read it on the air. In other words, he uses slang words for male genitalia, and that's supposed to be entertaining. That's supposed to be beneficial and edifying across America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's everything but that. I'm saddened to see it. I'm saddened to have to even talk about it, report on it. But ladies and gentlemen, something needs to be done. And here's another article. They're freaking out. NFL and advertisers panicking over staggering size of Turning Point USA Super Bowl halftime show. Listen, the halftime show had an alternative. Most didn't know about it. Most did not know how to even find it. In fact, one person was asked, did you listen to the Turning Point USA halftime show? There was an alternative. One said, I didn't know how to find it. It was shown on Trinity Broadcast Network. But if you didn't watch Trinity Broadcast Network, you'd have to go online and pull up one of the special networks, special websites, special platforms that were handling it. But let me just read you a portion of this article. The National Football League, as well as the entertainment industry and all of its advertisers, are said to be panicking over the staggering size of the All-American Super Bowl halftime show produced by Turning Point USA, which was an alternative to the Spanish language Bad Bunny show broadcast by NFL. Talked about this one, and the person said, "Welcome viewers to the patriotic alternative," and dedicated it to the slain civil rights leader Charlie Kirk. I don't know why they call him a civil rights leader. That wasn't the case at all. He's promulgator of truth. He was promulgator of biblical truths. He was a promulgator of conservative political values. But they called him a civil rights leader, Charlie Kirk. The Turning Point halftime show was dedicated to Charlie. Said estimated 25 million viewers of the Turning Point USA show. Quote, 25 million, the 25 million number has come out already. It's just from the main YouTube and Rumble streams, from Rumble and YouTube alone. 25 million people watch the alternative halftime show. Listen, that is a proof positive that Americans will view, Americans will look for, Americans will tune into morals and ethics and values in an entertainment program if it is out there and available to them. So I'm thankful that Turning Point USA made that decision and did so. Says the entertainment industry and advertisers are very, very worried about this. And the source inside the NFL network who said they are freaking out about the size of the Turning Point USA audience. This article further says this. The Super Bowl halftime show is absolutely terrible. One of the worst ever, President Donald Trump exclaimed on Truth Social and on WorldNet Daily. It makes no sense at all. It's an effort. It's an affront to the greatness of America. It doesn't represent our standards of success, creativity, and excellence. Nobody understands a word this guy is saying. And the dancing is disgusting, especially for young children and those that are watching from throughout the USA and all over the world. This show is just a slap in the face of our country. That's coming from Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my same sentiment. That's my same position. It's a slap in the face of every moral concern in America. It's a slap in the face, especially to Christians. It's a slap in the face, a spit in the face. It is simply saying, I'm going to thumb my nose in the face of the general moral standards that's been the case for almost 250 years in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for that. By the way, I'll just be honest with you. I'm not in full agreement with all that was seen on the Turning Point USA halftime show. I believe they have some characters that's doing some of the performances and some of the songs that's simply holy with the holy and terror with the terrorists. That's just my opinion. I'm not in full agreement with it, but at least I am thankful there was an effort to have something that's called morals, ethics, and values, and a contrast to, and something that is an alternative to, for the United States of America, especially for the preteens and teenagers and the whole families. Can you imagine moms and dads and a lot of families that for the Super Bowl day, they will have special food to eat, they'll have knickknacks, et cetera, all gather around a big screen and watch the show. Can you imagine moms and dads with kids, preteens, and teenagers watching it, perhaps saying, what are they saying? What does that mean? What's that movement mean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How does a mom and dad, how does a Christian, moral, ethical, and or Christian couple in a home with a family, how do they respond? What ought they to do? And again, I go back to the fact, I believe we need to do something other than sit down and shut up. I believe we need to do something other than be silent. I believe we need to do something other than hiding under the bed or hiding in the closet. I believe it's time Christians stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen over this issue. Pick up the telephone and call your representative in Washington. Go online. If you don't have their telephone number, go online. Send them an email. Send them a text. Get in touch with the legislators in Washington. Say, please, 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 intervene on my behalf as a citizen, as a moral, ethical citizen, intervene on my behalf, do something to stop this garbage before it plummets any further. I'm asking the question today, the issue today, have we lost our moral compass? Have we gone to the point of no turning back? Is it possible that this is the bodes unwell for the future of our nation? It is something that needs to be changed, something needs to be done. And yet I'm finding, and I referred to it earlier without the depth, Megyn Kelly. I think she rides the fence most of the time. Megyn Kelly and Piers Morgan comes to verbal blows over Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance. Quote, "We don't need black national anthem. We don't need a Spanish-speaking non-English performance, a performing performer, and we don't need an ICE or American hater featured as our primetime entertainment." Now, Megyn Kelly took that position, and I'm thankful she did, but she was sparring with the Piers Morgan over why so many Americans are outraged at the National Football League's picking Bad Bunny to perform Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show. Piers Morgan was taking a position that there's no, listen to the idiot, and his, if I can say that, and his thinking. He said, why be concerned about what Bad Bunny said, what he did, et cetera, et cetera. After all, America doesn't have a single language. Yes, we do. It's called English. It's English. How can you rate and call a vulgar performance and the filth in its words and gestures? How can you equate that with, well, that's his language, that's the language he's speaking, so it must be all right, because we don't have a standard language in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's idiotic in its thinking. It goes back and says, we don't have a black national anthem, we don't have a Spanish-speaking non-English performer performing, we don't need ICE in America, and a hater of the future primetime entertainment, Megyn Kelly said. And yet, Piers Morgan argued against it. He said here, Kelly said that the Americans are not allowing the U.S. to turn into Great Britain, which she argued had ceded its culture to the radical Islamics who took over their country. She said to preserve American culture, the Super Bowl must remain quintessentially American, in part by only having English-speaking performance. I agree with that. I think there's a need to have a standard. And I believe the standard that has been the historical standard for the United States of America since its founding was the BIBLE. That's the bottom line standard. You know the problem? We have so many today that are claiming to know Christ as Savior that's totally biblically illiterate, biblically immature. This is the reason we need to follow the scripture where it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to get back to that standard. We need to get back to the standard that when we want to have something that will be a barometer of where we're going and what we're doing. Go back to the biblical standard. What does the Bible say we ought to do and we ought to be? The BIBLE, as it was called back in 100 years ago in Vacation Bible School. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we get back to a standard. Here's an article. GOP representative alleges Bad Bunny's halftime show was illegal. Moves for dramatic FCC action against the NFL and NBC. One of the writers, this article is from Randy Fine. Randy Fine is a Republican representative from the state of Florida. I'm thankful that he's taken a stand. And I pray that we'll follow that. Let me just read you a few excerpts from this. GOP representative alleges Bad Bunny halftime show was illegal, and he moved for dramatic FCC action against NFL and the NBC. Representative Randy Fine, Republican of Florida, is calling for the federal action against the NFL and the NBC following Sunday's explicit Super Bowl halftime show. In a post on X on Monday, Randy Fine argued, quote, that the Spanish language performance violated federal broadcast standards and should result in serious major penalties. Quote, he says, if you can't say the word blankety blank on live TV, why not fine them for doing so? Fine said Bad Bunny's halftime performance crossed all legal lines that would not be tolerated if the lyrics were performed in English. Bad Bunny, a disgusting halftime show, was totally illegal, Randy Fine, representative from Florida, said. Fine rejected any suggestion that there should be different standards based on the language or the culture. That's the argument. That's the debate that's taking place now. Well, that's his language. That's his culture. That's his standard. So therefore, it's all right. No, if it is shown in America, if it's played in America, if it's a performance for Americans to watch as entertainment, it ought not to be legal, ought not to be the standard, ought to be confronted, and something needs to be done. And I believe it needs to be done today. Let me remind you, pick up your telephone, call your U.S. representative in Washington, email, text, or call them, somehow get in touch with your representative, and ask them to please, please, please follow the standard that Randy Fine in the state of Florida is doing, follow the standard that one of the representatives in the state of Tennessee is doing. Ask others, not just those two, that's from the state of Tennessee, only one, from the state of Florida, only one, where are the hundreds of representatives across America. What are they doing? I believe to the citizens, we the people, we're going to get what we deserve if we're silent rather than standing up, speaking up, being heard and being seen and doing something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that individual that did the performance is an advocate for the LGBTQ. He's an advocate for the transgender movement. He's an advocate for anything that's immoral, ungodly, unholy, and the standard must be raised. The bar must be raised. We must not allow that to continue to plummet. Remember, the Bible says, ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. And if the salt hath lost its savor, it is worthless to be cast out and trodden underfoot. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, if I can tuck this in the final few moments, I believe that's the reason we're seeing these things taking place, is because we've lost our standard. We've lost the saltiness as Christians. And it's talking about the Christian and in a combination, that scripture, the Lord Jesus speaking, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and following, that is talking about the church, we as believers. If we've lost our salt, what does salt do? It preserves a decay. If we do not call, if we do not stand up and speak up, we've lost the saltiness, the savor that ought to be in our lives as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in particular in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to stop sitting up, stop sitting down, and stand up, speak up. Just how Satan blinds us is what we see taking place. It's blinding the eyes today, ladies and gentlemen, of our youth, our young people, our adults. As our churches cease to be salt and light, we're seeing the darkness get greater. We're seeing the light going out in our churches across America. I'm concerned about what we're seeing taking place with the lack of interest, the lack of concern, the lack of saltiness on the part of Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.